Hello and welcome to Matrix Live. I'm currently in Element's French offices and my guest today is Gaël. Gaël is part of the SRE team at Element and he's been working on ESS Community Edition. He's going to walk us through what ESS is, who the Community Edition is for, and he's going to demo the project at the end. Okay, Gaël, hello and welcome to Matrix Live. Today you're going to talk to us about ESS Community Edition, and I have plenty of questions for you. Can you start by telling us what is ESS?
ESS stands for Element Server Suite. It's our server product. This is what we offer to Element customers for hosting all our server systems. So ESS Community is what we are going to release soon, and it's basically our server products but really targeted for self-hosters and small deployments for the community to be able to profit from our latest technologies in Matrix.
All right, so when I look at Matrix and what Element already develops, I can see there is the Element client, I can see there is Synapse, the server, I can see plenty of other products Element is working on, and I also see a community project called Matrix Ansible Deploy. It's a very comprehensive project. Is ESS trying to compete with it?
Not really, but while this Ansible project is trying to basically be able to deploy anything Matrix, we focus really on our own product. So the idea is to have a very simplified deployment for everything that we developed recently for Synapse, Matrix Authentication Service. Element Call will come in the future as well. And we are not going to compete with this very good project, but we are trying to build something that is easily deployable for the community, which has 99% of the features that one would need to use Element clients.
All right, so when I look at the Ansible Deploy project, it's already quite easy to deploy things. I guess when I look at ESS, there are less products built into the package. I guess one of the points is also to be able to sell support to community members who would want to upgrade to get support from Element.
Yes, so we have ESS Pro for actual customers, for people who want to do bigger deployments. Also, it provides a lot of features like identity management, permissions, a lot more scalability features, etc., etc. So the pro deployment is really focused on people who need a very good architecture and infrastructure to deploy Matrix and Matrix services. It would be very easy to move from community to pro. Basically, it's just changing one line or two line and just upgrade. And it will be the same mechanism. So the idea is also it should be very easy to try out our server suite and see how it goes. If people think, this is what I need for my company or my group of people.
So you're talking about ease of deployment, and when I look at the project, I see Kubernetes, and it doesn't sound very easy to me. But before we move on to that, I have a question about how it relates to the Ansible Deploy project, because one of the strengths of the Matrix Ansible Deploy project is how comprehensive it is. It supports installing virtually every popular Matrix project. As soon as a project gets traction in the community, you can see it's added to the Matrix Ansible playbook. Can I install as many things with ESS, or is it completely locked down? Can I install other services that Element don't support?
In ESS, we focused on deploying the service that we built, but it's possible, like as any other deployment, to plug in external services. So there is the app service mechanism in Synapse, for example, where you can plug in bridges and stuff like that. So it's not locked down at all. But if you want to deploy additional services, you will have to probably maybe use the Matrix Ansible Deploy to deploy them and plug them against ESS or do it yourself. But yeah, the idea is to have at least something very focused on not trying to do everything.
Okay, so the main selling point of ESS is to have a sort of core that is supported by Element and that you can upgrade to Element to get proper support for that, like PED support. And then you are not locked in a walled garden. You can still add all the app services, bots, etc. that you need for your own needs. All right. So getting back to the deployment, I mentioned Kubernetes earlier because this is what I saw in the README. And disclaimer, I am a hoblabber, but I find Kubernetes to be completely overblown for me because I have a single VPS. So I'm quite... maybe scared about Kubernetes. Do I need to be an expert to deploy ESS?
Yeah, so I can say really no. It's very easy to deploy. Actually, our first like tester of the ESS community was our product manager. So he's not really a technical guy and he was able to deploy it in a couple of minutes. I think Kubernetes has this reputation to be something really technical because when you usually see it in very large deployments, but nowadays there are a lot of Kubernetes providers, which are basically a daemon that you run on your server or your laptop. And you have the same features that you would use, for example, with Docker Compose. But with all the progress that have happened in Kubernetes these last years, now it's very easy to just have a small YAML file, a couple of values. We use Helm charts for ESS, so people used to Kubernetes will know what it is, but it's basically a YAML file. You write the domain names of your deployments and you press deploy and that's it. So yeah, it's very quick. And from my own experience, for example, with Docker Compose and stuff like that, you have to use specialized reverse proxies to handle certificates, let's encrypt, etc. So it's always a bit messy and you have to figure out how to do stuff every time. And with Kubernetes, there are a lot of things which are natively integrated because they are a product to do that.
Yeah, my experience of Docker Compose is basically that it's very easy to spin up a service, but it's much more difficult to maintain it in the long run. Like things tend to degrade or it's difficult to upgrade, etc. So I can see the point of using a Kubernetes cluster. I am a hoblabber myself. I have a home lab. I have a few other services. One of my main worries is I use Trafic as a reverse proxy because it has a lot of auto magic. I can deploy new services, add new containers, add the proper tag, and then it's going to retrieve certificates automatically for me. Can I install ESS or does ESS need to have control of everything on my server?
So in the README, we explain how to set up a very simple Kubernetes cluster to set up ESS. So it's based on K3S, which is a single node Kubernetes cluster. And we explain how to configure it behind an existing reverse proxy. So the default behavior in Kubernetes is to use the port 443, but you can configure it. And so the idea is if you have already a reverse proxy, just reconfigure K3S to use another port that you have available locally. And it will be, you just have then to just proxy pass to the Kubernetes cluster for this domain name. So yeah, I mean, our product manager actually had to do this himself and he managed to do it easily, so.
He's quite technical for a non-technical person. So if I'm not entirely convinced, how would you convince me to install ESS instead of just installing Synapse via Docker Compose?
So you should try it out because really I think in a couple of minutes you will have your setup with MAS, Synapse, Element 12, your well-known delegation, everything properly set up with the best practices. Even I personally am going to move to this system once it's out for my own self-hosting server. So yeah, and the good things, maybe something that might convince you, is that upgrades are a couple of minutes, nothing more, compared to other systems where you have to either manually do change or wait for a lot of scripts to handle all the things that have to change. So yeah.
You mentioned MAS, sometimes also known as MAS. Can you remind us briefly what MAS is?
Yeah, so Matrix Authentication Service, so MAS or MAS, it's the future of authentication in Matrix world based on OIDC. And the community has had a lot of complaints about how complex it is to set up. And it's probably a bit of truth in that because it's another component. Users are not managing signups anymore, but in another component that you have to set up. So at first it can be intimidating. And I think setting it up with ESS feels like, okay, it's actually very trivial. You don't think about it, really.
All right, I can see the appeal of having several components working together on a Kubernetes cluster. Because indeed, it's not exciting to have yet another container for your deployment.
Yeah, exactly.
There used to be the sliding sync proxy. Fortunately, it's been decommissioned and now it's part of Synapse. But this is yet another container. So having something with seed belts included that you can just simply deploy on your server makes sense. You mentioned that you are going to migrate your own deployment as an individual to ESS Community. Is there an upgrade path? Can I migrate my existing Synapse data in ESS, or do I need to start from scratch?
So it's actually quite simple. If you have a basic deployment like me, you have probably already an existing database, so you can plug ESS against this database, and you probably already have a folder with your Matrix medias, and you just have to reuse this folder. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, I think deployment should be quite straightforward.
All right. And let's say I successfully installed ESS for my company or for my organization, and it's widely successful, and I end up needing support. Where should I go?
Okay, so we are going to create a new room for the community to basically, at first, it's mostly for feedback. So if people have some things to suggest or some things to, if they have ideas or stuff like that, they can come to this room to talk to us. With regards to support, we are probably doing it a little bit, but best effort, because obviously we are quite busy. If you take, if you become a customer, you will have access to the Pro Edition, and you will have official support, and everything will come with it. But yeah, for community users, it will be up to the community to support you, and yeah, we might answer you sometime when we have time, but obviously, yeah.
All right, and by going to that Matrix room, I can be put in touch with somebody from sales if I want to be upgraded to paid support?
Probably, yes, I think so. I think salespeople should probably join the room.
All right. Is there anything else the world needs to know about ESS?
I mean, I think it's a very good thing for Element to finally have a good server system to offer to the community. And yeah, you should try it out. I mean, as an ops engineer myself, I think maybe you will have a nice taste of Kubernetes, and you might even want to try more stuff later with it. So yeah, it's good. It's fun.
All right. Thank you very much, Gael, and
I'll
see you next time.
See you.
Hello, everyone. So a quick demo to show you how quick and easy it is to set up Element Server Suite Community Edition. So here I'm at the step where my K3S cluster is already prepared. I have the following value files. And in these value files, you will find my host names and the let's encrypt settings to basically say to the Kubernetes setup to rely on let's encrypt for the certificates. So here these are the host names of my deployments with you can see on the top the server name, which will be the server name part of my users MXIDs, and I also have the following value in the let's encrypt file. I have to create my namespace first. So a Kubernetes namespace is basically something to place your container, and they will share the same network. Once you have done that, you will be able to run the setup command. So the setup command looks like this. You run the upgrade install in the namespace ESS, and you target the values file that you need. Here I'm using hostnames on Let's Encrypt, and I'm saying it to wait until the setup went through. In K9S, if I open the ESS namespace, I can see some things happening. So there is a first step where it will initialize secret, then it will run a check config hook to make sure that if you ever change your synapse config, you are not going to break it. This is to prevent any downtime if you ever change your synapse configuration with your values. Once it's done, the containers are bootstrapping. Here you can see Postgres starting, ElementWeb is already ready. Synapse will begin to run together with Matrix Authentication Service in a couple of seconds. And yep, that's it, the setup is ready. Once you are there, you will be able to open your browser and go to your server name address. It will redirect you automatically to the Element client. You will arrive here, you can click on continue. MAS, so Matrix Authentication Service, will ask you to log in. Here, I don't have a user yet, so I'm going to create a user, and the command is in the README. Basically, you have to call MAS CLI manage register user against the Matrix Authentication Service container. So I'm going to create a username. I will call my user Alice. I have to set a password, so I'm configuring a secure password. And once it's done, and I just have to click create the user. Confirm, my user is ready. I can open my browser. And that's it. Alice is connected, and I can create new rooms if I want. And yeah, I'm ready to go. Use this my server for my family, for my community, and use it to talk to the whole Matrix Federation. So hopefully you find it very easy, and you will have a lot of fun playing with it. So let us know what you think about it. Thank you for watching.